The University Tower Chime is ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, from the Department of Philosophy, it's Professor Beth Oljar.
Good to be here.
We're glad to have you.
Well, thank you.
You are wearing a nice bright reddish hue for getting ready for Valentine's Day.
No. I mean, that's not why I'm wearing it.
Oh, okay, okay. That's
yeah. Fine. No, I don't believe in Valentine's
Day. Oh, no, I completely understand that.
I'm part of this whole gendered thing about commercializing romance, you know. This is the highlight of women's lives, right? No, it's not candy.
Well, I thought it was.
I like candy more than other things sometimes.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay. So,
wink,
you know.
Wink, wink.
Are you trying to tell your husband something?
No, it was just the right level of warmth.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, so. You're more of a sweet estate person. I get it. Totally. Even less.
People in other parts of the country never heard of sweet estate.
Of course
estate. My parents made it up. They're the only people I know that actually do it.
I moved here from North Carolina. I'd never heard of it in my life.
I did that one year. I gave him the Frank Sinatra's duets CD where he does duets with. Sure. He does a great duet with Anita Baker on witchcraft. It's just awesome.
That would be good. Cool.
But the only holiday I do is Christmas. So
that's the only one, really?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Save it all up. Thank you, baby Jesus, for being born so I get presents.
Thank you, baby Jesus, for being born.
You told me that.
I know. That's so great. Oh, my.
And then I have to answer why I have a nativity on my mantle since I'm an atheist.
This sounds like the South Park version of Christmas.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Professor Dan Maggio is quite a fan of Arbor Day and National Left-Handed People Day.
Yes!
Oh,
Southpaws rule!
Is it really? Because it seems to be like a fake one every couple months.
Yeah, it's on Facebook is what I meant to say.
Oh, it's a Facebook holiday.
Is there a Hallmark card for that?
Probably.
Left-handedness is even rarer in women.
Is it?
Than in men, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it must be genetic.
I'm left-handed. It's my superpower and teaching.
Huh. Okay. Mm. All right. So what does your family do, Professor Stephanie Conan, for some of the minor holidays? What are they doing for Groundhog Day?
Will there be chocolate? Will there be candy?
I would assume they will talk about it at school.
Yes.
And if they want to bring me chocolate or candy, that's fine.
Okay.
But I don't know. We don't really celebrate.
Stephanie,
like
you
that.
And I are on the same page. See, my thing is to wait until the day after the major holiday and then go to the store and buy the candy half price.
Like Easter? Uh-huh. I measure holidays by candy. So
then Halloween must
so
be
Halloween
way
is
up
number
there.
One for you?
Well, Halloween is like the start because you do Halloween candy and then you do Christmas candy and then you do Valentine's Day and then
Easter.
You do Easter and then there's a big lull. So then it starts up again.
So the mom, dad, grad
corridor.
We
clearly need a summer candy holiday
for you. I mean, my birthday's in the summer.
Easter.
So that could be
July 4th. We should integrate. We now need to integrate chocolate.
Candies?
Yes.
Right. I'd kind of just move to ice cream, you know, and then come back.
Mm-hmm.
Later.
That's true. Professor Jim Tubbs apparently shares something in common with Professor Conant with regard to looking at these holidays.
One of my grandmothers had a birthday on February the 13th.
Mm.
And so whenever we couldn't think of what to give her for Valentine's Day, we would just always give her, you know, a box of chocolate candy for Valentine's. And while she was a very loving and generous person, I don't remember her ever passing those boxes around.
No.
Everybody
that's the one
else.
Day she didn't have to.
She did like chocolate.
That's
awesome.
She did like candy.
So we need a summer candy holiday. Still working on it. We just need a general candy day.
It's my birthday during the summer.
I think s'mores.
Confectionary
July
day.
S'mores cross the summer.
And I'm hearing the ice cream thing, because one of my internal mental pleasures is the fact that by the time we get to April, every day I come home from work thinking, I wonder if we're going to go out for ice cream tonight. And I do that for about 6 months until it gets cold again.
Because it's within walking distance.
Even if you don't do it, you think about it every day.
For Christmas, my sister just got me, you know those Fruities candies, the little ones that are like grape or blue? She just got me a 5-pound bag.
Oh,
and
my
I was
God.
Like,
5-pound bag? Is what, ballast? Oh, good Lord.
Wow.
And then I had a whole bowl of those. I still have some of them.
Sustenance.
That was like a year and a half ago.
Sustenance is what that's called.
Do you have a candy bong in your house? Or, I mean, good Lord, that's a lot.
We joke in my family that we all have a sugar belly. So there's like a separate
Ah, yes.
For yes. Gotcha.
Sugar belly.
You can never be too full.
There's
for, like,
one of those
Skittles
with French fries,
the...
too.
Yeah.
Professor Kendra Evans, do your two daughters, Juliana and Autumn, did they enjoy candy?
You know, Autumn would only eat candy. If she could have a diet of, like, Twizzlers and jelly beans, it would be her diet. Juliana can walk past it. She just does not really interested in it.
Really?
She'd rather eat celery. I know it's weird.
Wow. That's great.
She really likes, like, lettuce.
And you thank your lucky stars every day, right?
Yeah. I do. I mean, they're definitely different. I thought something was weird, and then I had it confirmed when my second child was normal.
A normal child.
Oh. Yes. Speaking of normal children, Professor Dave Chow is here.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, what's the connection there?
Yeah, I don't have any.
No, I was just saying your childhood was probably very normal.
No, I wouldn't go that far.
No, it was Canadian.
Yes, I grew up on Aero Bars and Jersey Milk.
So. Oh, yes.
Ooh, really?
Aero Bars.
Yeah, Aero Bars.
Of course.
There's, of course, you know, you guys also have to remember that if I bring pork buns on Lent, Matt's also going to kill me, too.
Yeah, so. I will.
That's
I will.
Right.
Because we record on Fridays.
No way for you.
You know, they have a lot, you probably already know this, but they have a lot of that stuff up at the joint in Clawson, the candy shop, yeah. Doc Sweets.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of wonderful...
Pricey?
Yes, it is.
That's why I need to go.
So they sell a lot of Necco wafers.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. And so Chunky bars.
Oh, I love Chunky.
What's the store?
Uno bars.
Doc Sweets Uno up
I've
in Clawson.
I've never been there, and it sounds like Drew would love it.
As big as Chem 114 times 2, just
oh my
retro
God.
Candy.
There used to be a warehouse at, like, 8 in Gratiot, and it was where all the schools go for all their...
Oh, yeah.
Fundraising. It closed.
Yep.
It was sad.
That's right. That's right.
You put them out of business, right?
Stephanie was planning on moving in, so...
No, we would, like, once every Time summer sure. before we went camping, we would, like, friends would not... We would all go and load up for the camping weekend.
So you could have a separate tent for all of
your
camping.
Well, and then we'd hide it from the
There's
kids,
Costco.
But, yeah.
You can go to Costco.
No, but it wasn't cool.
Professor Heather Hill Vasquez, what's your favorite candy? If there's only one candy that you're going to have, what would it be?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sensing some future candy questions.
Wow.
I know what
That's an excellent question.
Would it be sugary or chocolate?
Be...
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
cut it that way.
I guess, like, peanut brittle, like Payday Bar, maybe?
Yeah, oh, Payday's
Something
good.
Something like that. Yeah. Does peanut
very
brittle
good.
Count?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Absolutely.
Sweet tarts.
Oh, man. I think I asked my four-year-old this last Halloween, if you could only have one kind of candy, you know, what would you have? And his answer was soup.
Soup?
It's not a candy, but he really likes soup.
Don't tell him that.
He's thinking outside the box,
exactly.
Like Kendra's daughter.
Folks, this is a program. You could send us questions regarding anything. Candy would be cool. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. And if you don't stump the panel, you win one of our prizes, too. You could send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can find us on Facebook, or you can come wrap your hands against the studio windows wearing a clown nose. That's also a way you can deliver
If you sent the
us.
Candy along with the questions about the candy,
Holy
that would be
smokes.
Good.
You would win extra prizes.
Yeah. Extra prizes.
Skittles,
absolutely.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Ooh. Rolos. I know you're a big Rolo
Chunkies.
Fan.
Cadbury I am a Rolo
eggs.
Guy.
Some right. peanut brittle.
Thank God Cadbury, last Easter, 2 Easters ago,
they
started making
it.
The half-size egg.
Yeah.
I can't handle that whole egg. I want to handle it, but it will kill you. It
they
will
are,
kill you
they are rich.
If you eat Ooh. That thing. Holy crap.
No, it won't.
Olivia.
It won't kill you.
Olivia.
In living proof, it won't kill you.
I had a feeling we were going to get a comment about the entire Cadbury
Olivia
egg.
Just
An empirical study
me
is complete, folks.
She just informed me the other day that Nutella is the same stuff that's inside Ferrero Rocher.
That's right.
I did not know
didn't
that.
Didn't we have that question we last week? What percentage of sugar?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Not by itself. It has some other stuff mixed in.
Fat.
Well, her boyfriend a couple of weeks ago brought over this Ferrero Rocher that was the size of a softball.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
hazelnuts are good.
If you put chocolates on your coffee table, do not invite Dave Kokel over.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because he's a fiend, right?
Yeah, and you'll go in your bathroom and there'll be like 8 little Lindor wrappers.
Trying to hide the evidence,
Dave
Kokel.
Oh, I'll have to remember that.
The wrappers are the thing that give it away. Absolutely.
And he'd never had truffles.
So good.
Until he had them in my house.
There's no competition.
He's like, Beth, you know they sell those at CVS. I'm like, Yes.
Dave. Yeah, they sell them at Costco in a big bag.
Oh, my Lord, those are wonderful.
But I like the seasonal ones, like the white chocolate peppermint. Right. Yeah, dark orange. Dark chocolate orange ones.
God, we're in a sugar buzz right about now.
All right. We're not even, we tried to go savory, but it all came back.
Who needs questions? We're all
our sweet master.
All right, back to the list of states.
State questions. Sweet states. Let's sweep them up and take care of business. Nebraska has the only incorporated city in the United States of America with this. The only city in the United States with this.
I feel like we've been talking about Nebraska a lot.
Yeah.
Boys Town?
The last question was about Nebraska and West Virginia.
Does it have to do with Boys Town?
Does it have to do with
it
corn?
Does not. It does not.
Does it have to do with its legislature?
No, no. It definitely has a city hall. That's what's kind of weird about this.
Armed militia?
They have a city hall, a tavern, and a library in spite of this.
No police department.
No citizens.
A population of one is the answer. It is a regulated, incorporated city with one person in its population.
That's get credit.
Popular.
Well, Hamtramck is on its way.
That's also true. Oh, my. So Arizona, for the record, comes closest to this lowest population city crown in a city that has a city with a population of how many? Not one, but
two?
Six is what it says here.
What's the name of it?
It does not say. However, two is close to six.
You wrote the question.
Giving it to you.
No, I'm kidding.
By law, by state law, the state of New Mexico still recognizes this celestial body as a planet.
Pluto.
Pluto, yes.
Well, of course. Duh.
You can legalize.
They're sensible people. Sensible people.
There is a state.
Once a planet, always a planet.
Sensible people.
Yeah. There was a state in the South, I want to say, like Alabama or Mississippi, that was going to repeal pie.
Oh, right.
What?
Right.
That's sacrilege. Secede from the Union now. Be done with
it. Hey, that sounds like a great test question.
3.14?
Yes. No, it actually makes no sense.
New Mexico is the last state to vote in modern presidential primaries, but this state is almost always the first.
Iowa.
Yes. Wow. Another turning point here. In 2012, during Hurricane Isaac, this aquatic abnormality was observed for 24 hours within the boundaries of the great state of Mississippi, and it was freaky.
Water spout?
Not a water spout.
Oh, darn. Tidal wave.
Features?
An aquatic abnormality.
A whirlpool?
Not a whirlpool.
Tsunami?
Nope.
Can't be a riptide.
You're getting close.
Fog.
Riptide, fog.
You know, it says here for 24 hours in a section of the state of Mississippi, the Mississippi River flowed north because the water coming in was so much greater than the water coming down.
That is so funky.
Yeah, that happens in New Orleans fairly often.
Mm-hmm. I can only imagine what the beavers are thinking.
This state is home to the longest bridge over water in the entire world.
Maryland.
Virginia.
Florida.
No, Michigan.
Nope.
No?
Louisiana.
The longest bridge over water in the world is 24 miles long.
Florida?
Oh, Florida. Florida.
California. Huh? Nope.
Hawaii.
No, it's a contiguous bridge over water.
Oh.
Alaska.
No, it says here it's the Lake Pontchartrain Causeway in Louisiana.
Yeah.
If you reach, I'm sorry.
Again.
Am I not talking aloud?
You need to talk.
We were drowning you out, apparently.
I've been on it before. If you haven't.
Coming from the airport, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
If you get to the middle of it, you cannot see land in either direction. Right. And it's kind of freaky. Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a little creepy.
Was the Wright brothers, the distance of the Wright brothers' first flight at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, longer or shorter than the wingspan of a Boeing 747?
It was shorter. 140 feet?
Yes.
Like that?
It was very much shorter.
160.
Something like what you and I could throw a paper airplane with right now.
At Kitty Hawk.
Just by, checking out the map, more than half of South Carolina is north of this state.
North Carolina.
North Carolina is the correct answer. Yes, absolutely.
Well, yeah. of the southeastern tip.
Exactly. I didn't look around. So, okay, I'm looking straight forward here.
I'm going to be a chiropractic disaster by the end of the show.
So the Indianapolis, Indiana Motor Speedway, very well known, especially around Memorial Day, one of Jim's favorite holidays, can house, are you ready, over 400,000 spectators at that event, making it the largest sporting facility in the world. This country could easily fit inside the inner part of the Brickyard Motor Speedway.
Vatican City.
The Vatican City could easily fit inside of this.
Might be
arena.
A good place for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put it there. Yeah.
Sure. Did I hear that NASCAR could is going to have around? Different rules now where they're going to
they
do different have. Laps? Or
I did. I heard that too.
Yeah.
What, they're going to do right turns?
No, because people won't pay attention for that long.
They get bored.
So they're doing like station breaks. Yeah. Where people can go out and take breaks and then come back.
Well, I hear the car stop in the middle of the track. And
I don't know.
There.
I don't know.
What, we have a timeout?
Is this also for the health of the drivers?
No, it's just
because they
think
the
their
whole
viewers
thing
are
about
bored.
Driving around in a circle for 500
Have you guys ever seen that thing they have at Belle Isle with the trucks?
Is way more interesting.
With the rolling ramp?
They're zipping in the city?
The ramp's actually moving. They jump
over. Tell you what, let's take a Grand Prix break. And we are back, and I'm quite pleased that the panel and the listeners are still listening to the tail end here of my questions about the 50 states. This state has no sales tax, and its state drink is milk.
New Hampshire.
Oregon, the great state of Oregon.
The long-awaited Oregon.
The only one that doesn't have a sales tax.
New
as far
Hampshire?
As I know.
I thought New Hampshire didn't.
No, New Hampshire doesn't have
It was
sales
Connecticut,
tax
I think, was
no,
the
no,
other
no,
one
really.
For a while.
Sales tax.
No, they're driven by property taxes.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
The only, they don't even have income tax.
Which has the greatest motto of any of the states.
Live free or die.
Oh, yeah.
I was born New Hampshire.
You were?
Yes, I was.
It's like a great secret of you.
What city?
I was born in Lebanon, New Hampshire.
Lebanon, New Hampshire.
Oh, I didn't know you were Lebanese.
Yeah.
And you can't pump your own gas in Oregon.
Really?
Yeah, you can't or pump your own gas in New Jersey. In New Jersey either.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if that, I mean, I haven't lived in Oregon for a number of years, so I'm
it's like, a union rule in New Jersey.
But yeah, it was about jobs.
Oh, really?
Cool.
Yeah.
Producing jobs.
There's only one state in the Great Union that it doesn't have a law requiring adults to have wear seatbelts in cars.
Texas.
That should be New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Yeah, live free or die.
Yeah, yeah. New Hampshire.
Libertarian.
Drive free or die.
You know? Anti-paternalist.
See, you should be, so I think you should be allowed to do that, but you should also have to sign a waiver that says, if I get in an accident, will not...
Full fault.
No, I'm on my own to pay for my own bills.
Right.
And if you can't pay for your own bills, say hi to God.
Yeah.
Same thing with motorcycle helmets?
No offense.
What about motorcycle helmet requirements or not?
If you don't want to wear a helmet, I'm all for that, but you should have to sign away your rights to taxpayer money to pay for your...
You know, one of the economic arguments against motorcycle helmets back in the late 60s when the states were first passing them was that the aftermath of them was that if you were wearing a helmet, you were likely to have a cervical injury, which might, if you were thrown off, which means that you would require health care for a long time.
Yeah.
Whereas if you weren't, you would be killed instantly and the financial repercussions would be much less. So,
this very much sounds like a bottom line insurance sort of thing.
But, you know, I mean, state legislatures actually considered stuff like that.
Okay. Very interesting. The great state of Connecticut is named after what?
An Indian tribe? Excuse me.
Edmond, Connecticut.
Oh. It's named after a feature.
It connects two states.
There's a shortcut somewhere and they're connected?
Nope.
Two things?
It's a black hole.
It cuts between Connie and...
It connects Rhode Island and New York.
You know what it says here? It's named after a lake in New Hampshire, Connecticut Lake. So that's where the state of Connecticut
Well, what's the lake named after?
Yeah, what's the lake named after?
That's a good question, but the Connecticut Lake is the start of the Connecticut River, which flows through the state of Connecticut.
Uh-huh. So.
Is Connecticut a Native American tribe?
Sounds
Sure, possible. Why not?
So maybe I got it right.
It says, there is not even one commercial plane flight in or out of the state.
Not one commercial plane flight in or out of this state.
You cannot fly in or out of this state. You have to fly somewhere else first.
What?
Yeah.
Did you already say Maine?
It's not Maine.
Rhode Island?
Nope. This state
South
decided
Dakota.
With being surrounded by so many other airports so close that they said we are not going to build a municipal airport.
Delaware?
Delaware is what it says here, yes.
Because Wilmington's right next to Philly. So.
All right.
Now it is, here we go.
Uh-oh.
Connect I cut.
I typed into Google Connecticut name origin.
You cheated.
No, I'm checking on what I said before.
Oh.
Connecticut, from an Indian word, Quinnicuccuccuccuc, meaning beside the Long Tidal River.
Well, there you go. All right.
Bleh.
Named after the lake and river.
Thank you.
Yes. So Delaware, now we know why Joe Biden had to get on the train to go home. Right. See? Yeah. Could not fly home. Not fly home. This is good for a chuckle. What percentage of the land area of Rhode Island is increased by during low tide? How much more land do you get in the state after low tide?
15%.
10%.
You know, it says here it's only 3%, but I still thought that was pretty funny.
Wow.
It's like, we're bigger today. Oh, we're smaller today. You know, that sort of thing.
Contraction and expansion.
Part of an underground mine has been on fire in this state since 1962.
Oh, I heard about
this.
Wait
a minute. Is this like a Springfield tire fire?
Yeah, Oklahoma.
Not Oklahoma. No, we already had Oklahoma. That was our first question.
What is this?
West Virginia.
Nope.
Kentucky.
Nope.
We already had Kentucky, didn't we?
Is this a nuclear fire?
Ohio.
Or like that?
No, actually, it's a coal mine, is what it says.
It's a coal mine.
Pennsylvania.
It's Pennsylvania, yeah. For the record, if the fuel estimates are correct, this will burn for only another 200 years, and then it will burn itself out.
Wow. Can't we test
There's
it for
a new theory that a coal bunker fire contributed to the loss of the Titanic. Okay. Well, at least contributed to it being lost that fast.
Wow, okay.
Because it weakened it. The theory is, we've known that there was a bunker fire that was never put out mm-hmm. until the ship went down, but there somebody's found some pictures of the non-dock side of the ship, the other side of the ship, that shows ripples in the steel on the side of the ship, and they think that the weakened steel might have allowed it to open up much more than it would have normally and caused it to sink faster than it would have otherwise.
There's a meme in here about jet fuel, you know, melting steel girders or something. Nobody laughed.
9/11 conspiracy.
You can edit that out, Michael.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just
the northernmost point.
Oklahoma's having earthquakes all the time, like 300 times.
Oh, yeah. Because all the fracking.
Because of the fracking.
The northernmost point of the contiguous 48 states is in what state?
Maine.
It's not Maine, no.
Michigan.
Minnesota?
It's Minnesota. Yeah, it's called the Northwest Angle. It is a chunk of Minnesota that's actually in Canada, and the poor people have to go through Canada and then back into the United States
Wipe
to go to
feet,
school.
Wipe your feet, please. Thank you.
Which is kind of freaky. But most certainly not least, Ewing, Virginia, which is way, way out west, is closer to how many state capitals than its own state capital of Richmond?
Let's see. Four.
It says here there's 8 state capitals that are closer than its own state capital.
Mind is blown.
There you go.
Oh, Georgia. Let's get this straight. Georgia, we're professors. We have a map of the United States to look at and to choose.
But it's small.
Yeah.
Is the answer purple state?
Because and we're still, still missing these because it's so hard to read.
That's it. I'm going up there. I'm going to star every state capital. It's going to be a lot easier now.
It's just going to be easier for us to do. We have to do. You guys did great.
We did?
That's a very... What, you don't believe me?
No.
Did anybody
else answered all of them? You just didn't hear it.
Yes. No.
Did anybody else learn the song when you were a kid in grade school about all the states alphabetically?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. No, my 4.5-year-old sings it daily.
Oh dear.
Oh my.
Alaska, Alabama.
That's because you give him too much sugar.
All of it. He's really impressive. You could give him a puzzle and upside down, and he would know the state by the shape.
That sounds like a sugar-related malady.
Yeah. But not a
sugar-related
malady. He does know. Yeah, he knows it backwards and forwards.
Cool.
So,
well, I don't know how deep we're going to get into these, but we can start a new set. Dear Matt and the Professors, it's been far too long since
I've
fingered a tablet and composed new questions for the show, but wait no longer. Below are 20 questions I've come up with over the last few months since my last submission. Please enjoy. Warmest wishes from Valencia, California, Frank Burrows.
Oh, Frank. Good.
It's been a while.
Thanks, Mr. Frank, for sending us some great questions. In 2015, why did dance star Denny Terrio sue toy maker Hasbro?
Did they make a doll of him?
I mean, I got to give you partial credit. They came up with an animated gecko action figure whose name was Vinny Terrio. That's pretty close if you think about
Vinny
it.
Vinny Terrio?
Denny Terrio. Denny.
Yeah. All right.
You know, whatever.
Some lawyer's making a mint off of it. Yeah. So.
There was a movie. What was its name? It had two lead characters, Lawrence Jameson and Freddie Benson.
Oh, that wonderful was just on TV recently. It's off of a British thing.
I don't think so.
He was... No, well, Michael Caine...
Oh, yeah, you're really close.
Crumbs,
What if I said Steve Martin?
Oh, the Dirty Rotten Scoundrel.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrel.
That's a funny movie.
Ruprecht the Monkey Boy, remember?
By the way, we were at Bavarian Inn in Frankenmuth. You know how every door's got a... Yes. And one of the doors was Ruprecht.
I still love that one scene where Michael Caine just runs out of the corridor, winds up, and whips him across the leg, and no expression whatsoever.
What singing trio's first incarnation? Well, in their first incarnation, they were known as the Rattlesnakes. Just wouldn't have
Wilson Phillips.
No,
the Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees is what it says here. Nice.
The Rattlesnakes.
The Rattlesnakes.
That would not be from Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Matt heard her this time.
I did.
They're Aussies.
I'm
Why not the Wallabies or the kangaroos?
Yeah. Or the emu or the something.
Only
the
five acts. Only five acts. That is, you know, singles or bands have sold more records than the Bee Gees. Who are they?
The Beatles.
The Beatles, yes. Michael the Jackson. Stones.
Yes.
Madonna.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Beatles and Jackson.
Celine the Grateful Dion. Dead.
Okay.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley, yes.
Oh, Tony Bennett.
Nope. Spin off the Beatles and you get...
Paul McCartney and Wings.
Yep.
So
we have Elvis Presley, Beatles, Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney, and he recently reinvented himself to get back into the industry.
Bon Jovi.
Nope.
Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks is the only person.
He reinvented himself.
What did he do?
Seriously?
What is he doing different?
I don't know. He's doing like...
He's pretty good.
I don't know. He's
why did he have to reinvent
he's
himself?
He's not flying over
no,
the
no,
crowds
No, no. He's
anymore.
No longer... You know, there's one...
He had the alternate
He didn't.
Yeah, really,
he didn't tour for a long time.
Oh,
and then,
remember he like did something to his hair? And,
changed his look. No more cowboy hat.
Sasha Fierce sort of thing going on. You know?
David Bowie kind of thing going on.
I still remember when he was on Saturday Night Live. It was hilarious. So.
What food is affectionately known as the caviar of the South?
Grits?
No. That's
Fish
what it says here.
Chitlin.
I would have never got this right, but it has something to do with some of the things that Professor Maggio served to us today.
Oh.
Pickle loaf?
It says pimento cheese is what it says. So you're really close.
Well, it's the caviar that threw me off. I mean, if you said sandwich spread.
Well,
yes.
And
Ruth's pimento cheese
great. I was thinking shrimp?
I buy some every time I go
I was thinking
Carolina.
Shrimp or other weird seafood.
Cracker crumbs?
Who is what famous actress gets credit for naming Frank Sinatra's little group, the Rat Pack.
Oh, Lauren Bacall.
Lauren Bacall is what it says here, yes. What was the first TV show William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy worked on together?
It wasn't Star
Probably
Trek.
Not
it
was Star
obvious.
Trek.
It was too obvious. Dragnet.
No. This show has a nice small
Rescue 911.
No. Nice.
I used to watch that nice small following before Star Trek?
I'd say it's in the sci-fi action genre, not as hardcore as Wagon
Lost
Train
in
to
Space?
The Stars. Nope.
Mm-hmm. Forbidden Planet? That's
it says
movie.
Here it's The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Okay.
Actually, I believe it was only one episode. Right. But
you should have mentioned David McCallum, then I would have gotten it.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Vaughn.
Who was the first solo female host to the Academy Awards?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Mm-hmm. And Stephanie is on a tear today.
She's
in
fuego.
When she's
as far as I know, she's gotten every question exactly correct.
One way to end.
And she goes out winning.
And she goes out
with a candy bang.
The candy bang.
Drop the confetti.
It's time to say goodbye, Professor Hilvasquez.
Goodbye.
Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Evans.
Bye.
Professor Tubbs.
Goodbye.
Professor Conant.
Goodbye.
Professor Maggio.
Goodbye.
Professor Oljar.
I'm outie.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at Ask the Professor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM. Or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Javon Holland, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.